78 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We check in with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets a little bit defensive this morning as we chop towards the quarterly grain stocks and acreage numbers on Friday. Crude markets up better than half a dollar, and the dollar trade is up a little bit as well. We did see a sale of 145,000 tons of soybeans sold to unknown destinations this morning for 2018-19. On the USDA's overnight reporting system. A little bit of encouragement there. Current price action, July corn down 3.5 cents at 444, September corn down 2.75 cents at 415.25, and December is down 1.5 at 456 even. July beans, down 3.75 cents at 899.75, August beans down 4 cents at 904.75, and November beans down 4 cents at 922.5. Chicago wheat for July down up, 4.25 at 540 even, and December is currently up 1.75 cents at 552.5. Kansas City wheat for July is down 1.25 at 464, and December is down 2 cents at 498 even. Minneapolis wheat for July is currently up 3 cents at 551.5, and December is up 4.75 cents at 574.75. Early livestock trade is mixed with hogs and cattle both up about half a dollar. Actually, hogs are mixed and cattle are up about half a dollar. Corn and beans are working through an event that doesn't have a defined timeline. Friday's numbers could be mixed, could be a mixed bag. Quarterly grain stocks could be a little bit price negative due to the slower than expected exports. On the flip side, if prevent plant acres are recognized, they could overshadow the negative aspect and set the stage for a further market advances. Looking at the charts, the stage is set for further advances. I think realistically we're in consolidations for both corn and beans. The corn market, if we get a little bit of a positive response on Friday's report, could eclipse the new highs, which would probably take us above 475. Looking at the beans, we're at the bottom part of the trading range at 902.5. I think realistically the later planted beans are not going to yield as we would like, and so that should be a little bit of price positive going forward. In the grand scheme of things, market actions, we need to continue to execute the plan. Bought puts look like the best choice for protecting new crop values to the downside, and buying calls to defend sales and prevent plant acres is a practical choice for the upside. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Quick check of current conditions here at 8:59. We're already up to 79 degrees here in Urbana with a southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. 75 degrees in Danville, 78 in Charleston, Mattoon, 76 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today. Chance of a thunderstorm late in the day with a high of 88 degrees. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance of a thunderstorm before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.